Listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler kickoff, or the Butler pregame show, I should say. Not the kickoff show, not football season anymore here. But Butler, of course, has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. So I want to welcome everybody in as we'll have the Norwich boys taking on Sherburn Earlville here tonight in the championship game of this Unadilla Valley Holiday Tournament as we come to you again live from UV here tonight. Consolation game just wrapped up before this where Charlotte Valley defeated Unadilla Valley 58-34. And then earlier today, the Green Girls defeated Sherburn Earlville with MVP Josie Dutcher scoring 13 points, and Green comes out on top in the 2023 edition of the Girls Tournament. So when we come back, I'll welcome in my broadcast partner, Greg Bonskowski, and we'll get you set. They are starting this game early. The tournament's been running ahead of schedule. They came over to our broadcast booth and said, would you guys mind if we started early? I said, hey, no, let's do it. We're ready to get underway. So we'll take a quick break and be right back. Championship game of the UV Boys Holiday Tournament coming up next. Norwich and Sherburn Earlville here on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody, as we get you set for the starting lineups in the National Anthem. Again, we're coming to you live from the UV Holiday Tournament. It's the boys' championship game featuring Sherburn Earlville and Norwich. The girls' game was won earlier today by Green. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break here as we're going to start early tonight. We'll have the National Anthem, the starting lineups, Norwich and SE when we come back tonight here on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Watch Sunday football at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, and you'll get to order from the exclusive in-house only game day menu. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. Have fun perusing the local high school sports wall of fame. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, open Tuesday through Sunday. That same iconic atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lall now joined by Greg Bonskowski here for the Unadilla Valley Boys Holiday Tournament Championship game. Coach, glad to have you along for this championship game. What a crazy week this is with all the local tournaments.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most exciting weeks of the year if you're a high school basketball fan, because you get some really strange matchups and you get to play teams that you normally wouldn't get to play. I mean, you have over at the Edmondson tournament, you have the South Courtright girls playing Union Endicott. I mean, when else would that happen? At the BG girls tournament, you had BG playing Maine Endwell. Here you have Norwich and Sherburne. I mean, two schools that are kind of close together but probably don't get to play a whole lot, not in the same league. So it's always interesting to see the matchups in these local tournaments.
Yeah, with these two teams, I mean, Section 3 versus Section 4. So even though the line is pretty close geographically there. So let's get you the starting lineups. First for Norwich, they start with junior number 30, Graham Burton, a junior number 12, Stephen Dowdle. He's the guy to watch here tonight, really makes them go. A senior number 10, Jacob Morris, a senior number 3, Colin Olds, and a senior number 2, Wyatt Thornton. On the other side for Sherburne, Earlville and head coach Kevin Vibbert, of course Norwich is coached by Phil Curley. They start with senior number 14, Noah Bigford, junior number 11, Nick Hull, senior number 22, Aaron Key, junior number 0, Dylan Masita. He can really shoot from the outside, and a senior number 10, Darren Miles.
Norwich won the tip, but it went out of bounds, so the ball goes to Sherburne Earlville to start the game.
Marauders have the ball in the white uniforms here with the maroon trim going left to right. Norwich is in the signature purple with the white trim. It says Norwich in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Marauders taking it inside, and the championship game is underway. Here's Dylan Masita to the left side. Now we'll work it back to the top of the key. Marauders playing in the Center State Conference, trying to settle in here. We have an early traveling call. Ball is going to go to Norwich, and I'm excited to watch Stephen Dowdle tonight. He's been exciting over the last few years for the Purple Tornado and is definitely a guard to watch. So here is Dowdle at midcourt, setting things up for Norwich. Again, they're in the purple with the white trim going right to left. We're glad to have you along. Thanks for listening to our Butler Auto pregame show as they go right inside for Graham Burton, who's really come along this season and is putting up some big numbers. He gets the early hoop. Norwich off to the early 2-0 lead. And 7-10 to go here in this first quarter. Sherburne to the right side. Looking to kick one back out. Masita for three. Left it short. Rebound underneath. Picked up by the Marauders. They'll work it back to the interior. And up off the back of the rim, no. And a rebound is scooped up here by Norwich. Out for Dowdle. Down the left side of the floor with 6:45 to go in this first quarter. They'll kick it out. Norwich working it to Dowdle. Right side for three. Swish for Stephen Dowdle. And a good start here for Norwich. They lead 5-0. Dowdle, even with a hand in his face, is able to get that to go. Marauders with the ball. To the left side, Masita with a little killer crossover. Takes it to the rim, and it's blocked out of bounds by the Norwich bigs inside. 6:25 to go in this first. Stribner Neuville trying to survive in the early going. Marauders on the baseline. They'll work it back up to midcourt and try to settle it in for longtime head coach Kevin Vibbard. Marauders with the ball. Masita again top of the key. Passing one off. Now for Bigford. Steps in, top of the key, three, buckles off the right side of the rim, and a rebound here for Norwich and Colin Olds. One and done for Sherburne Earlville in these first few possessions. Three ball, right side, in and out for Norwich. Couldn't go down as Jacob Morris fired from the right side. Back the other way for Sherburne Earlville. Masita now to the left side, looking for his options here for the Marauders. Sherburne being very patient here. To the left side elbow. Back to the top of the key here for Aaron Key. Gets a screen. Shot clock coming up on 10 here for Sherburne Earlville. They pass to the inside, intercepted and taken away by Norwich. As Graham Burton got his hands in there, was able to take it away. Right side three here for Morris. Again, halfway down, wouldn't go. And the rebound is up and good on the inside there for Colin Olds. That was Wyatt Thornton that missed the shot, and Olds with the rebound and the putback. 7-0 Norwich. With 5:15 to go in this first quarter. Sherburne Earlville looking for their first bucket of the night. They throw it away, and again, Norwich will come away with it. Good start here for Norwich, Coach.
Yeah, good hands there. They're doing a good job rebounding, moving the ball on offense.
Three ball straight away. Died on the front of the rim and wouldn't go down for Jacob Morris. Rebound for SE. Marauders back down the floor with Darren Miles. Tried to pass to the interior, and again, intercepted by Norwich. Here's Dowdle in transition, and he'll wisely pull it out. Kicks one far side as Norwich goes right to left. Dowdle straight away three, left it a little short. Rebound underneath by NHS. Inside for Olds, muffles it up, again short, and a rebound for Sherburne. Down the right side of the floor, here for the Marauders, stepping through, and we're going to have a charge. Dowdle sliding over and absorbing the contact. What do you think there, Coach, with 4.5 to go in the first?
I don't know. That's the hardest call in all of basketball. I thought, from my vantage point, it looked like he was moving a little bit, but I'd like to see the replay, but we can't do that.
4.5 to go, first quarter. Norwich boys leading Sherburne Earlville 7-0 here in the Unadilla Valley Holiday Tournament Championship. Live from New Berlin here tonight. Norwich, good ball movement. They find Dowdle on the left side of the floor, and his three rims out. Ball out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Sherburne Earlville. 4:15 to go in the first. Norwich getting great looks, though.
I think Sherburne Earlville is doing a really good job executing on offense. They're moving the ball well. They just haven't been able to get the ball to go in the basket, but I've been impressed with their ball movement.
Marauders will get it in. And some pressure coming from Norwich. Sherburne beats it over the top, and we got a reach-in foul here on Norwich. Foul going to be on Wyatt Thornton with 4:10 to go in the first. 7-0 lead for Norwich over Sherburne Earlville.
And the pace of play is pretty quick here. Like, I'm having a hard time getting any words of wisdom in.
Sherburne gets the ball on the baseline. They work it to Masita on the right low block. Kicks one back out. Three ball is up and good for Sherburne, and that'll maybe get him going from Darren Miles. Makes it Norwich 7, Sherburne 3. Dowdle slices through the teeth of the defense and puts it up and in, and Dowdle's got a quick 5 points. It's 9-3. Sherburne Earlville back the other way. A three again in the left corner. Short rebound for Norwich. Outlet pass to Dowdle. Wants to take it to the left low block. Now we'll work one out. Three ball left side here for Norwich. Is up and good for Jacob Morris. Giving Norwich a 12-3 lead with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Sherburne not taking a timeout, electing to roll the dice here in the early going. Marauders with the ball slicing through the defense. And we're going to have a foul on Norwich as Nick Hall tried to take it to the rack. But you're right, Coach. The pace of play up and down here for both teams.
Yeah, and they're doing a nice job handling the ball. Not a lot of turnovers. Good offense on both sides. Unselfish play.
And so Sherburne settling in at the line. First shot is up and good here for Nick Hall. Makes it Norwich 12, Sherburne 4, 3:20 to go here in this first quarter. We did get an early start tonight. The other games were ahead. So if you're just tuning in thinking, oh, where's that Butler Auto pregame show? Well, they came over to the table. They said, you want to go early? I said, yeah, you know, I don't mind. Everybody wants to get home, right? Holidays. As it's been a crazy week, as you said, Coach, for all 11 local tournaments around the area. A lot of basketball this week. Second foul shot was missed. Norwich with a rebound. Going right to left, they bring it back down the floor here with Stephen Dowdle. Dowdle to the right side. Pump fakes, gets into the paint. Little floater up and under for Dowdle, and he scores. Boy, he makes it look easy. He's got seven.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job of penetrating against Sherburne Railville's 2-3 zone there.
Makes it Norwich 14, Sherburne 4, 2:50 to go, first quarter. Masita will hand one off. A straightaway three here for Sherburne is off the mark there from Bickford. And another rebound for Norwich. They're really controlling the glass. Purple Tornado back down. Left side three. Yes. Up and in. And there's the timeout. Wyatt Thornton nails that three. And the Norwich boys have jumped out to a 17-4 lead over Sherburne Earlville. 2:35 to go, first quarter. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich. For all your project needs.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 2:35 to go here in the first quarter. Nate Lowe, Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. 17-4, Norwich boys have jumped out on top of Sherburne Earlville here in the UV Boys Holiday Tournament Championship. Out of the timeout, a steal here by Norwich at midcourt. They'll throw it to Colin Olds, left side, off the glass, too strong. Norwich fans wanted a foul there. They didn't get it. Dowdle steals it back and lays it up and in. Boy, he's scrappy. He's got nine, and Norwich leads 19-4. Never given up on that play. Sherburne Earlville back down the floor to the right side. Here is Masita, and Sherburne is desperately trying to get something going. Marauders coming in. A three ball here from the top of the key and knocking it down. Off the bench there is Garrett Winton. Inside for Norwich, and Dowdle is fouled with 1:50 to go here in this first quarter. And Sherburne struggling with some of the calls here from the Zebra crew so far as they trail 19-7. Need a stop here if you're the Marauders fans. Top of the key now for Jacob Morris. Norwich again going right to left. Dowdle into the paint. Bodies up, and we're going to have a charge. A push-off here on Stephen Dowdle. And Sherburne gets what they want there. It's funny, Coach, because you're right. I don't think these two teams see each other that much, but I do know that they play in the same summer league often down at the Norwich Y, so there might be a little bit of a rivalry there.
I'm sure, even if they're not in the summer league, hey, look, they just show up at the Norwich Y and there's a pickup game going on. So the kids know each other in today's technological world a lot more than we think they do.
Marauders with the ball at the top of the key. Masita almost had his pocket picked, but it's a reach-in foul here on Colin Olds, and maybe the officials are going to tighten this up here a little bit, maybe. We'll see. 1:30 to go here, first quarter. Fast-moving first quarter. Norwich coming in off that victory over Charlotte Valley yesterday. Of course, Sherburne Earlville defeating Unadilla Valley yesterday in the opening round. Graham Burton had 22 yesterday, and Dowdle had 16 in the win over Charlotte Valley. Norwich back the other way. A three here for the Purple Tornado. In and out. Rebound for Sherburne off that miss from Mitchell Collins. Marauders down the left side of the floor. Here's Masita. Thought about a three, but doesn't pull the trigger now. Pulls it down. Coach, Sherburne seems much more content to run the half-court offense here.
Yeah, they're a little bit more patient than a Norwich would be, I would say.
Masita with the ball, left side. Wants that three from the left and hits it. And that's what he's capable of. Masita with his first bucket of the night. And Sherburne showing some life here with 50 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Norwich back down the floor leading 19-7. Not a 40 seconds. Shot clock is at 20. Norwich plenty of time. And we're going to have a foul on the interior. Norwich getting tied up, trying to set a screen. It's going to be on Colin Olds with 38 seconds to go in this first quarter. And both teams go into the bench now. Maybe a little life here for Sherburne late in this first frame. That's two fouls on Olds.
Especially if they can get another basket here, string a couple, you know, a basket, a stop, and a basket. You mentioned in the pregame there or in the starting lineups that Masita could really shoot it. I kept waiting for him to take a shot. He didn't force anything, but, boy, that was a pure-looking jump shot that he let go there from the left kind of 45.
Always been impressed with him. Sneaky good player. 35 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Here's Masita left side. Hands one off in the bread basket, taking it to the rim on the interior. Pass is deflected, and Norwich will bring it back down the floor with Dowdle. 23 seconds to go, first quarter. It is 19-10 now. Excuse me, they did waited a little while to put that shot up by Masita. So it is 19-10. Norwich to the interior, trying to use some of their size advantage, but it's intercepted here with 10 seconds left by Sherburne. Here's Masita. End of the first quarter coming. 5 seconds left. Swinging into the corner. A three here for Sherburne is good. A three from the corner there by Isaac Porche. And that was a big one to go down. Excuse me, no, that was Parker Goodell. And he's able to hit that to make it 19-13. So Goodell makes it a six-point game. End of the first quarter. We'll be back to discuss here on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Sherburne was in a deep hole there, Coach, but they've dug themselves out. They only trail 19-13 to start the second quarter here at the Unadilla Valley Holiday Tournament Boys Basketball Championship. Norwich with the ball, taking it to the interior. The shot was short there for Norwich. For Zach Myers, and back the other way, a rebound for Sherburne. Can they capitalize here? Here is Parker Goodell, who hit that three late as time was expiring in the first quarter. Dumps one off. Marauders not afraid to go to the bench. Back to Goodell. Top of the key now here for Garrett Winton. And a foul on the interior with 7:20 to go in the second quarter.
Looks like it's going to be on Ithier.
So he picks up the foul. And the Marauders will have it on the baseline here.
I think they called it before he went up into the shooting motion.
To the left side of the hoop. Marauders will get it in. Masita pump fakes. Now back to the top of the key here. Again, Sherburne much more patient here. Norwich seems to want to run and gun. Marauders want to set it up and get a good look. They take it to the interior. Shot was off the back of the rim, and Norwich with a rebound. That look there from Sherburne was by Nick Hall. 6:55 to go here in the second quarter. It's 19-13. As Norwich leads, makes it 21-13. Dowdle is able to hand that one off, and Mitchell Collins rises to the occasion there and hits that jumper. And again, it's Norwich 21, Sherburne Earlville 13. Masita passing far side here for Goodell. Whipping one back for Aaron Key. A straightaway three for Key is halfway down. Pops free. Rebound here for the Purple Tornado. Dowdle, a long pass ahead. Great look. And then up and under. They can't get the shot to go. Ball pinballs out of bounds. And is going to stay with Norwich. A nice look there, but it wouldn't go down for
really,
Jerome Palin.
It's a really good catch on that hit-ahead pass there by Norwich. Also, good hustle by Sherburne-Everville to get back and not allow the easy layup.
Don't know how Dowdle was able to get that through traffic, but he did. And Norwich will get it in to the left of the hoop. Again, Norwich is in the purple with the white trim. Sherburne-Earlville in the white with the maroon. Dowdle on the left side in front of the Sherburne-Earlville bench. Marauders trying to get some energy, clapping on the bench here to our left. We're at midcourt. Ball gets tipped, but somehow finds its way to Dowdle. It was blocked as he let it go, and Sherburne gets a rebound. Down 21-13, 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Masita, another three to the right side, and he puts it in. Smooth-looking shot there from Masita. Makes it 21-16. 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Norwich with another pull-up jumper in the paint, and he buries it. Came off that screen, and that was Mitchell Collins for another two.
That almost looks like an instant replay.
Really did. Officials getting a timeout to get together here with 5.5 to go in this second quarter. It's 23-16. Not sure what that was for there, Coach. The official took a timeout, went over, talked to one of the Sherburne players. Now we're getting a substitution.
I think they were just checking on. Looked like he got maybe like a knee to the thigh, and he was just wanted to make sure his player was okay. Just asked the official to check on him. He did, and then I heard him say to the official, I'm going to take him out anyway just to make sure he's okay. So good job by the Sherburne-Earlville coaching staff.
Marauders with the ball. Straightaway three here for Sherburne is off the back of the rim. Wouldn't go down for Garrett Winton. NHS with a rebound. Here's Dowdle down the right side of the floor. Little spin move in the paint. Dishes one off. Now they'll kick it back out. Right side dribble drive for Norwich. Back in the safe hands of Dowdle with 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Norwich leading 23-16. A floater in the paint here is off the back of the rim. Won't go. Rebound for Norwich, and they find a wide open man on the near side, and he's able to put it up and in. That's Jerome Palin for two.
Great pass there by Mitchell Collins on the interior for Norwich.
Makes it 25-16, 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Marauders with the ball. Great move through the teeth of the defense. A foul shot wouldn't go there for Garrett Winton. But Sherburne finding ways to get to the hoop now a little more than they did earlier in the game.
And Norwich has stuck with the man-to-man defense, and Sherburne-Earlville has looked like they've changed. They started out early in that 2-3. It looks like they've gone to a man-to-man now.
So at the line now for Sherburne is Garrett Winton. His first shot is short. With 4:38 to go in the second quarter, it's the Unadilla Valley Boys Basketball Holiday Tournament Championship game featuring Norwich and Sherburne-Earlville. And Norwich currently leads 25-16 midway through the second quarter. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lull. Tonight here with Greg Bonskowski. Second shot is good for Garrett Winton. Makes it 25-17. Sherburne's hanging around here. Down the floor for Stephen Dowdle. Right side for Norwich. High post now. Looking to get Graham Burton more involved. He's been great on the glass, but only 2 points so far after having 22 yesterday. Dowdle, right side three. That one was halfway down, popped out. Rebound off the foot of Masita there. He couldn't hold on, and it'll stay with Norwich.
A good defensive sequence there for Sherburne. Just couldn't come up with the rebound, so back to work on the defensive end.
Purple Tornado will get it in. And they'll wheel it around, looking for Dowdle, who was the inbounder. They get him into the paint, hanging there, and it rolls off the back of the rim. Boy, he did everything but finish there, and it was real close. Rebound for Sherburne. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Norwich 25, Sherburne-Earlville 17. UV Holiday Tournament Championship. Norwich fans chanting defense. Marauders go to the inside. Masita lost control of it, out of bounds, going back to Norwich. Tough for Sherburne on the inside right now. They're just a little smaller than this Norwich team at the low post. Dowdle now will come across the Storm logo at midcourt as Norwich goes right to left. Finding Jacob Morris. Norwich a little more content now to take their time and work it around with this lead with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. And now a traveling violation is called on Norwich as Mitchell Collins did a little happy dance there and gives it back to Sherburne-Earlville.
I'd like to see Sherburne here try to get a shot for Masita. He's had two looks at the basket. I don't think either one of them hit the rim.
Yeah, as a shooter yourself, Coach, what do you think?
I want another one. Let's go.
Masita handling the ball a lot more than I've seen him do in past years here. Might be just with this personnel. Little jab step, gets into the paint. Little hanging shot here from Masita is good.
Tough drive and finish there.
Masita, a bigger player, tough on the football field as well for Sherburne Earlville, using his size to muscle inside there. It's 25-19. Back to a six-point game. Norwich on top with 2:55 to go in the second quarter. Purple Tornado with the ball. Here's Dowdle looking for options. Gets a screen. Comes off it into the paint. Lost control of it. It's going back to Sherburne Earlville.
Really nice defense there by Masita. Just held his ground, arms straight up. I think he might have heard you say that he was known as a shooter, and he wanted to show you that he's got other parts of his game there with that nice drive and finish through traffic on the last possession.
Shooters are never happy. They always want to show you that they got something else, right? Marauders with the ball. Left side of the floor here for Darren Miles. Back to Masita. Steps back from the foul line. It gets the shooter's touch. Masita's got 10. We got a timeout. Four-point game. 2.5 to go in the second. It's Norwich 25, Sherburne Earlville 21. 10 points for Dylan Masita. They're back in it here on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We will provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. A four-point game late in the second quarter here at the UV Boys Basketball Holiday Tournament Championship. Sherburne trailing Norwich 25-21. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Marauders with the ball going left to right. They're in the white with the maroon trim. Norwich in the purple with the white trim. Coming up on 10 on the shot clock. Sherburne Earlville, little dribble drive here, a foul as Nick Hull was taking it into the paint. And kudos to Sherburne Earlville here, weathering the storm. I mean, they were down, what, 17-4 at one point?
Yep. And I've been impressed with their offensive discipline. They're making Norwich work the entire 35 seconds of the shot clock. They're not forcing anything. They're just probing almost to try to find the best opportunity. They're screening and rolling. They're passing and cutting.
Hull hits the first shot, makes it 25-22. Second shot coming here for Nick Hull. And in and out, rebound for Burton here of Norwich. Graham with an outlet pass to Stephen Dowdle, who has 9 points, has not scored here in the second quarter after a red-hot start for Norwich. Dowdle, dribble drive, up off the glass, can't get it to go, but he is fouled as he got hammered there on the right low block with 1.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Dowdle will go to the line. This Norwich team, full of athletes, wasn't quite sure what to expect. They've had a tough schedule to start, but they've been having a very nice season. As Dowdle at the line hits the first, and I am looking forward to some Oneana Norwich games this year. I think they could be very competitive from what we've seen from a young Oneana squad so far with Brady Carr and Britton Z. A lot of good years to come, I think, for that Oneonta-Norwich rivalry. Dowdle, 2 out of 2, and he's got 11. Makes it 27-22 for Norwich with 1:25 to go in the second quarter. Thanks to anybody listening on 92.3 as well, our new frequency in Norwich, in case you're listening there tonight. We appreciate that. Some of our Sherburne listeners might be on 92.3 as well. Shot missed here by the Marauders. Rebound for Norwich. Dowdle back the other way, hanging in the air. His shot can't go. Rimmed out, but he's going to go right back to the line with 1:10 to go here in the second quarter. And that makes him very dangerous, his ability to get to the hole.
Yeah, he's shifty. He's got some quickness. and then he has the ability to kind of read the defense and just hang there and there. That was impressive.
Dowdle cannot get the first one to go at the line with 1:10 to go here in this second quarter. Coach Vibbard pleading his case here to the Zebra crew. As Dowdle's second shot is good, and he's got 12.
I think he's looking to just make sure the officials are aware of maybe the push-off on the drive there.
28-22 with a minute to go here in the second quarter. Can we get some Masita magic here? Gets to the high post, dishing it off now. Going back to Masita, gets a screen. Norwich really hedging out on him. Masita into the paint, has to dish one off. Now looking for Hull. Floater won't go. Burton with another rebound as he windexes the glass. An outlet pass now to Dowdle. Through traffic again. Dowdle kicking it out. Norwich, patience. Straightaway three, no. Rebound underneath is scooped up here by Norwich. They keep it alive with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Shot clock is off, and Dowdle's going to hold it near midcourt for a minute. Setting things up as the Sherburne crowd comes alive. Sherburne has clawed their way back in this first half. Trying not to give up anything here late in the quarter. We're down to 10 seconds left. Norwich still holding the ball. They come to the near side for Jacob Morris. Back to Dowdle. He wants an NBA range three in and out. Rebound. Burton gets tied up with about a second to go here. We got a jump ball. Giving it back to Sherburne. Technically 0.8. Here on the clock before the halftime break. Rodgers will get it in, and a full court heave is short. So our halftime score is Norwich 28, Sherburne Earlville 22 here in the championship game of the Unadilla Valley Boys Basketball Holiday Classic. So we'll take a break. We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for listening tonight here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
A WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Start of the second half here. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO. Stephen Dowdle with a three for Norwich. In and out. Rebound out of bounds. Going to stay with Norwich, it looks like. So now Norwich again in the purple with the white trim going left to right to start this second half. Sherburne in the white with the maroon trim. And so this will be Dowdle to the left of the basket. We'll work one in here to Graham Burton. To the high post now for Dowdle. Backing his man down, kicks one out. Three ball here for Norwich. Up and good. As Wyatt Thornton now with 6 points. Here for Norwich makes it 31-22. And Sherburne cannot let them get hot from the outside again like they were in that first quarter if they want to stick around in this game. Masita for three. Left this one short off the side of the rim, but that rotation looks good. And a rebound here for Norwich. First miss from outside we've seen from Masita. 7:05 to go here, third quarter. It's Norwich 31, Sherburne Earlville 22. Championship game of the UV Holiday Tournament. Nice crowd on hand here, especially for not having the host school in the championship game. Colin Olds, turnaround shot in the paint. Can't get it to go. Burton with a rebound. Second chance, no, missed it, rolled off the front of the rim. Burton a third chance, missed that too. Somehow it got tapped up and in, I believe, by Burton. So he has 4 points. That looks like a volleyball tip. And it's 33-22 with 6.5 to go in the third. Sherburne needs a bucket. Chance of defense from the Norwich student section. Three ball Marauders, they left it short, but a foul here on the outside. As Darren Miles let that go, he was hit and got knocked over. He'll head to the line for three.
I think it's important here for Sherburne Earlville to get some points on the board. The lead's back up to 11. Norwich off to a good start. These free throws are big here.
big opportunity for the Marauders. And at the line, first shot rattled in here for Darren Miles. Second shot coming, makes it 33-23. Miles hits the first two. And the third one coming. This would certainly give the Marauders a little energy. And he goes 3 for 3. Not easy to do.
No, nice job.
Miles has got 6 points, makes it 33-25. Norwich trying to answer. They go to Olds. A floater is good. And boy, they can score in a hurry when they want to. Holmes' lead up to 35-25 with 6:10 to go in this third quarter. Marauders with the ball. They go left side. Again, Sherburn in the white with the maroon trim. Now Masita on the left low post kicks one back out. Three in and out for Sherburn is no good from Darren Miles. And a rebound for the Purple Tornado. Back down the floor for Norwich. Into the paint. Little floater there. Bounces off the leg of a Sherburn player, they're saying. And it'll stay with Norwich. 5:45 to go in the third. Not the call that Sherburn was looking for. Norwich on the baseline. They'll look to get it into Olds. Now back top of the key here. They'll swirl one around for Dowdle. Into the purple paint. He's hanging there and is fouled. And Dowdle is just not afraid to go right at you and say, I dare you to stop me. And he gets fouled there and he'll head back to the line.
As a coach of the opposing team, he's one player that I think would drive you nuts because you're saying he's creating the contact. And most of the time he is. He's seeking it out when he goes in there. You just got to stay planted and have your arms straight up.
Dowdle goes 2 for 2 with two swishes at the line. He's got 14, and Norwich balloons this lead up to a 37-25 advantage. Sherburn looking for a bucket. They come off a screen to the right side. Miles to the interior, no. And the rebound for Norwich, but Burton had his heel on the out-of-bounds line. So it'll stay with Sherburn.
The first time I've kind of seen Sherburn kind of like stress a little bit. They've taken a couple shots here that I think were not what they wanted.
Sherburn gets it in. They go to Masita, who's been more on the low post here to start the second half. Here's Miles, and his jumper is up and good there for Darren Miles, and he has 8 points. Keeping it right around 10 points. It's 37-27, the deficit. Olds to the interior. Off a look there from Dowdle. Ball gets tipped away, and Sherburn Irwell comes up with a big possession here. Marauders to the right side. Masita dumping one into the corner. They just save it from going out of bounds. Sherburn to the low post on the right side. They go back out for Miles. Deep three, died on the back of the rim. And Norwich comes out of the fray with the rebound. Now for Jacob Morris. Stutter steps to the left side, and a traveling violation here on Colin Olds. Sherburn hanging around. You know, if you keep it around 10, you'll give yourself a chance.
I thought there on that one that got kicked inside to the post, and then Masita was wide open at the top of the key. They just didn't get it to him in time. Norwich recovered, and they couldn't get a shot.
4.5 to go in the third. It's 37-27. Norwich boys leading here in the championship game of the UV Holiday Tournament. Live from Unadilla Valley. Masita for three. No, that one was off the mark. Out of bounds, going to go back to Norwich, and Masita 0 for 2 here in the second half from beyond the arc.
On both of his shots, it just looked like he didn't have his feet set. Didn't have a good base on either one of them.
So Norwich will walk it back up the floor here. Dowdle to the left side. As Norwich sets up shop, again going left to right, they go back to Dowdle. To the interior, a little crossover, cuts it back on the baseline. We'll work it to the right side. A three here for Norwich is short. There for Wyatt Thornton. Sherburn Irwell in transition. Thought they had numbers, but Norwich did a good job in getting back. Darren Miles, now to Masita. And we'll give it to Aaron Key. Now to Winton. Three ball from straight away. Looks like it might have gotten tipped. An air ball. Norwich back the other way. And the ball gets taken away here by Masita. 3.5 to go in the third. Sherburn's getting the stops, but offensively they look a little flustered here. And a timeout's going to get taken here by the Marauders as they want to try to set something up. With 3:25 to go in the third, it's Norwich Boys leading Sherburne-Earlville 37-27. We'll be back on CDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. A proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a driving bucket here for Sherburne, as Darren Miles now has 10 points. Kind of came around his screen and got it to go. Dowdle trying to answer back the other way and is fouled with 2:58 to go in the third. Our score is now the Norwich boys leading Sherburne-Earlville 37-29 in the UV Holiday Tournament Championship game. And every time you think Sherburne's going to grab some momentum, here's Dowdle back to the line again. And he hits the first. So Dowdle with 15. Makes it 38-29. Dowdle's second shot is good. So Dowdle with 16. Keeps this lead 39-29. Now let's see if they can get Macita a little more involved here. They'll hand it off to him left side. A little dribble drive. We'll get it back for Sherburne. Darren Miles steps off the screen. Nice little pick and roll. And they hand it to the interior. It's up and good there for Sherburne. Noah Bigford.
That would be the definition of a pocket pass.
Yeah, that was nice, and he was wide open for the finger roll.
Great pick and roll.
39-31 with 2:25 to go in the third. Sherburne-Earlville still with life, trying to get a stop. Norwich to the interior. Colin Olds forced it up, missed it, got his own rebound, works it back out. Dowdle, corner three, got it. Dowdle with 19 with a hand in his face. How did he hit it? And it's 42-31. What a dagger there for the Purple Tornado. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Macita trying to answer, gets to the high post, has a hand in his face, can't pull the trigger. They go back to the left side for Miles. His shot is off. Macita with a rebound, keeping it alive here for Sherburne-Earlville. Miles, left side, gets around his man, stops, pops from 10 feet, and is fouled from behind after he missed the shot with a 1:44 to go here in the third. This will be Darren Miles with 10 points heading back to the charity stripe.
Gave him the little eyebrow, head and shoulder fake there. Got the, his defender up in the air, and then a little escape dribble and drew the foul.
And so this will be Miles to the line. First shot is good. Sherburne hanging around. It's 42-32.
And they've been getting stops, but then they're allowing Norwich to have a second chance opportunity, and then Norwich scores to just extend the lead back to where it was.
Second shot here is good.
So let's see if they can get it, the shot, force Norwich to take the shot they want and then box out and get that rebound, come down here and cut into this lead.
Miles with 12 points for the Marauders. It's 42-33 with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Norwich with the ball, going left to right, and then Miles gets whistled for a reach-in as that pass was going there to Chase Colley. So 1:26 to go here in the third. And Norwich will have the ball in front of the scorer's table, closer to their bench, as they now go left to right. So here is Dowdle on the right side. Dowdle comes off of a screen. Chest pass. They'll work it into the paint. Floating jumper here is up and good for Norwich. Kiss off the glass there for Stubb. For two, makes it 44-33. minutes to go here, third quarter. Lucida comes off a screen. 18-footer, 20-footer, in and out. And a rebound here for Norwich. Burton gets this one to Dowdle. Into the paint, spin move. Dowdle up and under, scored, and he's fouled. Not sure how he got through there, but Dowdle now has 21. Trying to put a stamp on this one for Norwich. And he's got MVP perhaps written next to his name if he can keep up this performance. 50 seconds to go in the third. And, oh, we cursed him right there. It's 46-33. Olds with a rebound. The kiss off the glass is good for Colin Olds. And Norwich leads 48-33. 40 seconds left here in the third. Masita goes to the right side. Now for Nick Hull. Hull for Darren Miles. Waiting for a screen. Goes the opposite way. Floater in the paint is too strong. And Sherburne just not getting the same type of possessions they were getting earlier. Dowdle wants to walk it up the floor, gets to midcourt, and play for the last shot of the third with the shot clock off. Down to 10 seconds left here in the third. It's 48-33. Purple Tornado playing for the last shot. They find Dowdle in the corner. Three ball for him. Too strong. Rebound is tossed up and won't go with the buzzer. Three quarters in the books here at the UV Holiday Tournament Boys Varsity Championship game. And it's Norwich 48, Sherburne Earlville 33. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, fourth quarter is underway here at the Unadilla Valley Boys Varsity Holiday Tournament Championship game. And a bucket for Garrett Winton on the inside. He now has 6 points, makes it Norwich Boys leading Sherburne Earlville 48-35. Again, fourth quarter of the championship game here. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Norwich with the ball, going left to right. They're in the purple with white trim. Marauders of Sherburne Earlville are in the white with the maroon trim. They go back inside for Olds, and he's fouled as he went up for the layup. And Colin Olds will be heading to the line. He's done some nice things on the interior with some of those putbacks.
Yeah, he's made a difference here in the second half. He had to sit for part of the first half because he came up with those quick two fouls. But he's done a good job here crashing the boards and slashing to the hoop.
And he gets the shooter's touch here. He's got seven now. Another shot coming for Colin Olds. Early fourth quarter action here, and that one is up and good for Olds. He has eight. Makes it 50-35. One of the biggest leads of the game here for Norwich. Can Sherburne Earlville dig themselves out of another hole? Several times they've chipped it back to 6 and even 4 point deficits. Sherburne with the ball, again going right to left. They got some new faces in there. And so does Norwich. One of them getting a steal here and taking it down the floor. They score at Stubb again now with 4 points. Makes it 52-35. 6:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. Sherburne back taking it to the rim is Garrett Winton. gets hit on the arm, and he'll head to the line looking for two.
And that's three on Olds, I believe, for Norwich.
And so this will be Garrett Winton to the line, and his first shot is short, hit the front of the rim, died there. Another shot coming. And both teams not afraid to go to the bench here with 6:37 to go in this fourth quarter. And second shot up and good for Winton. Makes it 52-36. 6:37 to go here in the fourth. Norwich walking it down the floor with Stephen Dowdle. A little less energy, coach, here to start this fourth quarter. What do you think?
Well, I think Norwich is trying to take care of the ball. They have a lead, and they're not trying to, like, milk the clock, but they're just, each possession, they're taking their time, not in a rush to get to the hoop. Good execution there, got a hoop.
Another bucket inside there for Norwich, makes it 54-36. Sherburn with a three on the left side. It won't go. Out of bounds, right back to Norwich. And so Norwich content right now to run the offense, run it through. Dowdle getting really no pressure here from Sherburn near midcourt, so he's taking his time. They try to go inside here for Burton. Burton brings it down low at the left low block. It's tied up. We're going to have a foul or a jump ball here. It looks like a foul, perhaps. With 6:02 to go here in the fourth, a timeout was taken by Norwich. And so the Purple Tornado lead 54-36, 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at wcdosports.com.
Welcome back. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 54-36. Norwich boys on top of Sherburn Earlville. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you here. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in our Sydney studios. And again, anyone listening on 92.3 over in Norwich, maybe some of our Norwich and Sherburn Earlville fans, we're glad to have you along there. As well as WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. Dowdle will off a pass, gets it to the interior. I'm not even sure how he got that off. He scores. He's got 23. Dowdle has come to play tonight. Biggest lead of the game now for Norwich, 56-36. Sherburn trying to take it to the rim. Missed opportunity there for Nick Hall. Back the other way, Dowdle feeds one into the corner. Norwich with a three in and out. Rebound for Burton. Second chance, yes. Burton doing the work inside, and he's able to put that off the glass. It's 58-36. Norwich using that size, and now a pass is picked off here by the Purple Tornado. Down the floor in transition, they will score. Mitchell Collins gets the layup on the left side, and it's 60-36. And this game has gotten away here from the Marauders late in the second half. Marauders with the ball, and they've gone to their bench here in this fourth quarter. They throw it away. Dowdle in transition, backs his man down, dishes it off, and they score again. Stubbs got 8 points, makes it 62-36 with 4:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Norwich boys on top of Sherburn Earlville trying to capture the UV Holiday Tournament Championship. We'll be back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. Norwich boys leading 62-36 over Sherburne Earlville here. And again, anyone listening out there on WCDOsports.com, we're glad to have you along. Marauders will look to walk it up the floor. As Norwich, even the bench players have gotten into the act here. Kaysen Stubb has 8 points off the bench here for the Purple Tornado in the second half. Marauders trying to pull their way back into it. A three from downtown there for Darren Miles is short. Ball tipped away, though. Masita at half court feeds it down low here to Garrett Winton, and he was blocked there by Stubb. Stubb taking the elevator up to knock that one out of bounds with 4.5 to go. 62-36 our score. Norwich boys on top trying to win the UV Tournament Championship here tonight. Marauders will float one up looking for Masita, but it's intercepted and taken away by Norwich. And going coast to coast, up and off the glass, and good for Ithier. And Norwich is pouring it on now. One of those nights where it seems like they can't miss here in the late going.
And Sherburne has got good looks here in the second half, but for whatever reason, at this hoop, they just have struggled to put the ball in the hoop.
Taking it inside, Darren Miles once again is fouled and believe is going to the line. And so Miles will step up here. This Norwich team, again, coming into the year, unsure. I was unsure of where they would be, but, you know, of course, the stack is always tough as Miles gets the first one to go. He's got 13. But in their division, I think they can be very competitive. Windsor struggling a little bit at the moment. Oneonta, Norwich, always a good battle. So Norwich will be in the conversation with some of these athletes they have. Shot is in and out for Miles. Marauders get the rebound as we hit 3:55 to go in the fourth quarter. And it's 64-37. Norwich on top. Another foul. This one on Norwich, and sending Sherburne back to the line here with Garrett Winton. Coach, you got some family out there tonight listening in WCDOsports.com land.
Yeah, you were mentioning that some people are listening to the new station over in Norwich.
Yes.
And that could be some people from Sherburne or Norwich, and then you mentioned the online feed. So I have two nephews in Ballston Lake, New York, Owen and Luke. I told them that I'd be on the air tonight. They asked if I could give them a shout-out. So
excellent.
There you go.
Appreciate you guys listening in. You never know. That's what's really fun about the web stream. I mean, we get people all the time saying, oh, I'm out of state, I'm on vacation, grandma's listening in Florida. You just never know where these games are going to end up.
I mean, you got a Section 4 team playing a Section 3 team, and you got somebody from Section 2 land listening on the live stream.
So Winton gets that second shot to go. He's got 8 points now, and it's 64-38. With 3:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds and is going to go back to Sherburne Earlville. And when we talked during our Marabito Energy Product halftime report, that both teams had, 13 on the bench? I think everybody's gotten in here tonight.
I think everybody has. The coaches have done a nice job of getting people in, even before the lead ballooned here in the fourth quarter for Norwich.
As a coach, always a good night, I would think, as taking it to the hoop here is Avery Parsons. He gets it to go. When you get to get all your guys in.
Yeah. I mean, you want to have a win when you do that. But it's always nice when everybody gets an opportunity to get out there on the floor and participate.
Purple Tornado with the basketball, again going left to right. looking for options in the half court. A lot of new faces out there. We'll see who knows the offense from practice. Now a traveling violation.
The other thing, too, in situations like this, this is the player's opportunity to show the coaches, hey, this is what I can do out there in a game situation. So, I mean, yeah, the game might be not the score you want for Sherburne, but one of these guys that's in the game right now might, you know, show the coaches, hey, I can guard this guy on the defensive end of the floor, or I can, you know, box out and rebound. I can be trusted in the game, and it might earn them some minutes in a game coming up later on in the year.
Sherburne Earlville with the basketball. Let's hope some of these guys take that to heart and work hard here in the last 2:45 of this game as Norwich leads 64-40. Three ball here from the right side for Sherburne. It won't go down. Rebound for the Marauders. Up off the glass is good. Nice rebound and a putback there for Nelson Hadlock on the left low block.
Good patience there. Nice little head fake. Got the Norwich defender off his feet. Finish.
Norwich with the basketball, trying to add their name to the list of local champions. It's been a busy week with, again, 11 local tournaments, as a foul on the interior is going to send Carmelo Ithier to the line. Yeah, it's been, I mean, the small schools, the big schools, everybody seemed to be playing this week. It was pretty rare to see any team sidelined for this holiday week. So first shot at the line is short with 2:20 to go.
Well, as a coach, I always enjoyed this time of year because you take a break from the league play. You're playing people that you normally don't play. It's just a good opportunity to get better as a team.
Norwich, 1 out of 2 at the line. With Carmelo there, making it 65-42. 2:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sherburne Earlville with the ball. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up after this. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And here's one of those bench guys, Hadlock, with another bucket, trying to show Coach Vibbert, I'm ready. Put me in, Coach. And we'll also see if we can get the all-tournament selections as well before we sign off tonight. We can give you the girls' all-tournament selections, too, that were named earlier, as Green won the girls' version of this tournament earlier today with a victory over Sherburne Earlville. Ball was knocked out of bounds, and the Marauders will get it back with 1:45 left. Glad to have everybody along tonight. We will be off this weekend as pretty much everybody is off for the New Year's holiday. And games will really start up next week. Boy, Coach, that league schedule looming for all our local teams. And, yeah, it's going to be that time of year. Hard to believe. Norwich down the floor, trying to just burn off this last 1:20, and a pass to the interior and a foul over the top here on Sherburne Earlville. I like it because it's the time of year where people will stop asking me to predict the future, and we'll get to see the league games. Well, how does this team match up against this team? Well, now we're finally going to get to see, and that is always fun for me. Norwich works it to the interior, a shot, oh, will not go down. On the interior there for Chase Cotley. And the Marauders with a rebound. Back in transition. A missed right-handed layup. A block from behind there by Carmelo. Sherburne does get the ball back. And a three here from straightaway is an air ball and out of bounds. Everybody trying to get their moment to shine here with about a minute left. And Norwich leading 65-44. Well on their way to a tournament championship victory here at Unadilla Valley. And we are under a minute to go now. Stephen Dowdle with game-high 23 points here tonight for Norwich. And here's Chase Colley with the bucket and the foul. And he's going to go to the line. Gets that shot to go. And the crowd goes wild on that far side from the student section with 52 seconds left.
That was a nice move. A little spin dribble to a head fake. Then he was patient, let the defender come down. On his way up, converts the three-point play.
Buries it, and he's going to be a fan favorite here. As Sherburne Earlville will walk it down the floor with 45 seconds left. Earlier tonight, Charlotte Valley defeating Unadilla Valley, 58-34 in the consolation game. If you're a Delaware League fan, Charlotte Valley certainly looked pretty strong tonight. A couple of good guards, some size. They can shoot from the outside. Nice win there tonight for the Wildcats, and they'll be a team to watch. So this will send Avery Parsons to the line. He was fouled for Sherburne Earlville, and his first shot is up and good. Makes it 68-45. And the second shot coming here for Parsons. And this shot for SE won't go. Rebound loose on the floor, pinballing around. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. Stubb comes out of there for Norwich. Passing ahead for Colley. Rebound is brought down by Jerome Palin. He's fouled and will head to the line with 33 seconds left. So Matt Osborne, UV Athletic Director, starting to get the trophies together behind us. Again, we'll have our post-game show coming up. As Palin to the line, can't get the first shot to go. Just too much Norwich here in the second half, specifically Stephen Dowdle. He was tremendous tonight for the Purple Tornado. Second shot for Palin, in and out. Ball loose on the rebound, and the Purple Tornado will come out of there with it. They're content to hold on to it here. Shot clock is off. And the Norwich boys are going to be your 2023 Unadilla Valley Boys Varsity Holiday Tournament champions as they're going to run out the clock here with a 68-45 victory over Sherburne Earlville. A great first half, even deep into the third quarter before Norwich just hit the gas and pulled away. Again, that's our final, 68-45, Norwich boys over Sherburne Earlville. Post-game show coming up on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Unadilla Valley as it is the Norwich boys defeating Sherburne Earlville 68-45 to win the championship game here for the UV Holiday Tournament. Let's go through our three awards here first. Actually, they're going to do the trophy presentation, so Coach, let's wait for that so we can announce the all-tournament team.
Absolutely.
As Sherburne Earlville is going to come up and get their second-place trophy here. Some of the team captains there so we can announce the All-Star team in real time. Then we'll do our three awards to wrap this up here tonight. So Norwich will take home the trophy here for the holiday tournament, picking up wins over Charlotte Valley and Sherburne Earlville here tonight. So Keegan Platt is going to be named a All-Star for UV. Senior guard has been playing well last couple of weeks here for the Storm, so congratulations to him, and we'll see who gets it now from Charlotte Valley. Ezra Antle, quick guard for the Charlotte Valley Wildcats, left earlier after the consolation game. John Gonzalez also gets all-tournament for Charlotte Valley. Congratulations to those two picks. Dylan Macita is going to get all tournament honors here from Sherburne Earlville. Had a nice opening round game as well. Darren Miles, we were talking about both those guys during the break, both named to the All-Star team. And let's see who will get it for Norwich. Graham Burton will be the All-Star here for Norwich Purple Tornado. And the MVP, can we guess? Stephen Dowdle, 23 points tonight. We said it during the third quarter. It might have been a little premature by me, but he was having a heck of a game. And Stephen Dowdle gets our MVP award here tonight at the UV Holiday Tournament. All right, let's do our awards here, Coach. First up, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We agreed, Stephen Dowdle, 23 points. He's the MVP. He will also get our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight.
Yeah, very crafty guard for the Purple Tornado, with the ability to not only shoot the ball from the perimeter, made a couple of deep threes tonight, but certainly has the foot speed and the quickness and the shiftiness and craftiness, whatever you want to call it, to get to the basket and not only finish through traffic, but also draw a foul and get to that free throw line. Norwich's offense clearly goes directly through him on almost every possession, so he's a very nice player. I would not want to be a coach of an opposing team to try to figure out a way to stop him.
Next up, the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our high school teams here on WCDO. We'd like to go with Graham Burton. He also made the All-Star team, and Coach, you said he was a monster on the glass.
Yeah, he had 11 rebounds tonight unofficially. That's my statistics for him. I thought he did a nice job on the interiors, both on the offensive end and the defensive end. He seemed to control the boards for Norwich. Not only that, he did a really nice job setting screens for Dowdle. Anytime they tried to get Dowdle off the ball and have him come off of a baseline screen or a screen and roll, a majority of the time it was Burton setting the screen, and you know he did a nice job of getting nice and wide and big up there and made it difficult for the Sherburne Earl defenders to get to Dowdle. So, I mean, that's not an assist, but in a basketball sense, it is kind of an assist. Without his screens, I think Dowdle would not have been as effective tonight.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. 13 points, we wanted to go with Darren Miles tonight. He made the all-tournament team, made some key shots in the second half when things really weren't going the Marauders' way.
Yeah, he really seemed to pick it up there in the second half. He was a little bit more aggressive offensively, got to the rim, he got to the free throw line, made a couple outside shots. He had a nice game tonight. To take nothing away from Dylan Macita, I think we could have gone either way with them, but I think Sherburne's going to have a nice team. I think they'll have a good rest of their season in their conference.
Yeah, they've been off to a strong start up in the Center State Conference in their division. Which is really what matters. The CSC kind of does a lot of emphasis on your division. They don't have an overall championship. They have division championships, and they're in good shape right now. So coming here and getting tested today, I'm sure will help them as they get back into Center State Conference play next week. And for Norwich, again, I like their chances in their division in the stack. Of course, the stack is always tough top to bottom, but Norwich showing that they're a strong team again this year.
Yeah, I think they'll... They'll hold their own, I think. They certainly have some athletes and some size. I'd be interested to see them play Oneana. I might have to circle that date on my calendar and go. Do they play twice or just once?
Twice.
Okay, so that would be, I think those two contests would be good. I think there's some good matchups there. I'd like to see those contests.
Yeah, maybe we can get one of those on the radio if we can, and it would certainly be a lot of fun. So we'll be looking ahead as all these league matchups will start. We will take a couple of days off now for the holiday break. No games tomorrow in the area. No games Sunday, no games Monday, and then it'll be back to it full slate starting Tuesday of next week. So enjoy the new year celebration, everybody. Any big plans there, Coach?
No, I'll probably watch some football.
Good plan. Big weekend for the NFL.
Yeah. So.
We'll see if those Bills
and you also
can
have
get it done.
The college playoffs.
Yes, very true, very true. Yeah, it's almost like you have the little letdown post-holiday, but the sports stuff picks you back up. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Jim has been fabulous. Was even there right on time tonight so we could do the early start after they surprised us with that. But got it all done here. And, Coach, we'll see you next week.
Yes, Happy New Year to you and your family, and thanks for all you do for our local athletes.
Well, thank you, Coach. Happy New Year's to everybody out there. And again, a big thank you to Jim. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. Norwich boys win here tonight in the championship game of the Unadilla Valley Holiday Tournament. So I believe two in a row now for Norwich here at UV. Again, for Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time on WCDO Sports.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.